This Living Traditions moment is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area. In the late 19th century, logging and slash-and-burn clearing was devastating much of America's forest land. And this concerned the country's preeminent landscape architect, Frederick Law Olmsted, who sought a different destiny for the nation's woodland resources. When Olmsted was hired by George Vanderbilt to design the extensive grounds at the new Biltmore Estate, he recommended that Vanderbilt include acres of systematically managed forest as a commercial enterprise and advised him to hire a trained forester. At nearly the same time, a man named Gifford Pinchot undertook postgraduate work at the French National Forestry School, and upon his return, he became the first trained American forester. He, like Olmsted, was intent on shaping a national forest policy. Vanderbilt hired Pinchot, who came to work at Biltmore in 1892, and consequently developed the first comprehensive forestry plan in America on the estate property, which at one time comprised 125,000 acres of forested mountain land near Mount Pisgah. In 1895, Pinchot left Biltmore to pursue a career as a consulting forester, and in 1898, he became the first chief of the Division of Forestry, later renamed the United States Forest Service. German forester Carl Schenck was hired to replace Pinchot. In addition to his forest management, in 1898, Schenck started Biltmore Forest School, the nation's first school of forestry. In 1911, the Weeks Act became law, authorizing the federal government to purchase lands to be protected as national forests. Among the purchases was 86,700 acres of the Pisgah Forest, which was sold at a discount by Edith Vanderbilt, George's widow. And in 1968, 6,500 acres of Pisgah was designated the cradle of forestry in America by an act of Congress. This Living Traditions moment is a production of the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, preserving and celebrating the culture of our North Carolina mountains and foothills.